Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of no one, but we will do some traveling, spread a little happiness, get healthy, hold on to some things, and listen to this past week in recording history. We're going to start off with some happy songs, because exactly 66 years ago today, on October 16th in 1939, listeners to the NBC Blue Network heard the 15-minute radio drama Right to Happiness for the first time. One of the longest-running shows of its kind, Right to Happiness moved to CBS in 1941 and back to NBC the following year. In 1956, the show returned to CBS where it stayed until it went off the air in 1960. Right to Happiness had a cast of more than 25, was sponsored by Ivory Soap, and the theme song was Song of the Soul. Right now, Jack Payne and I are going to do our best to make you happy.
I'll do my best to make life worthwhile, whatever fortune may betide. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied. So make the most of fun and laughter, that's what I always say. Why count the cost of what comes after? Don't meet your troubles halfway. I'll do my best to make you happy, your friend, your counselor and guide. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied. Thank you.
I'll be like I used to be. Always jolly, never melancholy. Goodbye, Mr. Blackbird. We won't need your new address. For here comes Mr. Bluebird with a song of happiness.
Well, they must be a happy bunch over there in Britain, because that set of happy songs featured all British bands. We began with Jack Payne and his band, with Jack himself providing the vocal on I'll Do My Best to Make You Happy, written by Ray Noble. That was recorded in August of 1932. I'll Do My Best to Make You Happy was followed by Benny Hale with Al Starita and his novelty orchestra and Spread a Little Happiness, recorded in London on March 9th, 1929. Spread a Little Happiness was written by Vivian Ellis and is from his 1929 show, Mr. Cinders. We finished up with the vocal trio of Maurice Elwin, John Thorne, and Cavan O'Connor, with John Furman directing the Rhythmic Eight and the Song of Happiness. Song of Happiness was written by Archie Gottler and Horatio Nichols and was recorded by Xonophone on October 8, 1931. Rudy Starita played the xylophone in the Rhythmic Eight, but in Green's new novelty orchestra, the xylophone is played by Ian Finkel. You'll recall that on last week's show, I announced a contest to win a CD of Green's new novelty orchestra, generously provided by Lou Green. And I'm pleased to announce that lucky listener Jim of Waterloo, Iowa, is the winner of that CD. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on October 10th in 1928, the show Hold Everything opened at the Broadhurst Theater in New York. It was based on the book by Buddy DeSilva and John McGowan and featured lyrics by DeSilva and Lou Brown and music by Ray Henderson. Hold Everything ran for 413 performances at the Broadhurst Theater, which opened in 1817, and was named for playwright George Broadhurst, whose play Tarzan of the Apes was presented there. Hold Everything was also a 1930 Vitaphone movie in which Abe Lyman appears, uncredited, as a bandleader. One of the songs in Hold Everything is You're the Cream in My Coffee, but here's a set of rapidly rotating records about holding things, beginning with yet another British band, that of Jack Hilton, playing a less well-known but nonetheless snappy tune from Hold Everything.
Thrill me just like Take a look at that sweet baby coming down the street. Hold everything. Here comes my gal. Ain't she just the kind of baby that you'd love to meet? Hold everything. Here comes my gal. Perfect size, big blue eyes, sweet as she can be. What a mom, what a paw, do they think the world of me? Everybody turns around when I begin to yell. Hold everything, here comes my gal.
Some rapidly rotating records about holding things. We began with Jack Hilton and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by Sam Brown and Don't Hold Everything from the show Hold Everything, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. Next, it was the Hotel Commodore Orchestra on a Columbia 78, recorded April 11th, 1933, and Hold Me. We finished up with Bill Hayd's Cubs, with Bill Hayd on guitar and banjo, and Frank Wells providing the vocal refrain on Hold Everything, Here Comes My Girl, from a Paramount 78 recorded in July of 1928. Hold Everything, Here Comes My Girl was written by Fred Rose and Dudley Meekham.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. As a public service, I'd like to remind you that October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, Auto Battery Safety Month, National Stamp Collecting Month, Computer Learning Month, Family History Month, Consumer Information Month, Cookbook Month, Country Music Month, Dryer Vent Safety Awareness Month, Crime Prevention Month, National Seafood Month, and three of my personal favorites, National Sarcastics Awareness Month, National Toilet Tank Repair Month, and Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month. Since it's also Health Literacy Month and Child Health Month, here are some songs with health advice, starting off with Jones and Hare.
Say, Ernie, you have to be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in a lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
I don't know, I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden.
And I'll bet you like her orangeade.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of applesauce today.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
Say, Bill, you know my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me, doctor, what is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, O.G.
I write a nice prescription, sir.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From California.
You know my sweeties, very fond of fruities.
Well, go buy a box of sun-kissed beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From California. Why oranges, eat more oranges. A sun-kissed maiden, I'll bet you like her orange aden. Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree. Here's a lot of apple sauce today. Why oranges, eat more oranges. From California. Thank you.
kept you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
Joe Orlando and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra and Love is Good for Anything That Ails You from 1937. The Glen Eagles Hotel is in Scotland, and the vocalist there was Evelyn Dahl, D-A-L-L, who was also a vocalist for Burt Ambrose. Before Joe Orlando, it was Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra from a 16-inch radio broadcast transcription disc in 1931, and My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, But My Wisdom Tooth Says No. That was written by Sam H. Stepp, Sidney Clare, and Joe Young. We begin this health literacy set of songs with Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, the Happiness Boys, and Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges from 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, October 14th, marked the birth in 1905 of Eugene Fodor, who pioneered the modern travel guidebook. In 1936, he wrote On the Continent, the entertaining travel annual, a guide to Europe. Unlike travel guides of the day, which consisted mainly of facts and figures, his guides included information about the people and their culture, practical information, and his guides were updated annually so as to have current information about hotels and sites. Eugene Fodor died February 2, 1991. So here in honor of Eugene Fodor is a little traveling music, beginning with Venuti and Lang. Thank you.
drops off, I find a broken heart, my souvenir. There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they try their best to bring me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs, and then I cry in vain to mend the heart which once was broken. Your eyes once told me a story. I built my castles on air. Life soon was dimmed of its glory. I loved, but you
traveling blues. You heard me. I've got the traveling blues.
A little traveling music on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang with a little bit from Arthur Schutt on piano, May 24, 1927, and Goin' Places. When traveling, souvenirs are important, so next we heard from the Revelers with Among My Souvenirs, written by Horatio Nichols and Edgar Leslie. That's from November 23, 1927. We finished up with Pola's Clover Garden Orchestra from an Edison Diamond disc recorded in May of 1926 and Traveling Blues. The vocalist there was Will Prevost. If you were listening closely, you may have thought Mr. Prevost misspelled traveling using two L's, but fortunately for him, the British spell traveling with two L's, which also happens to fit the tune.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ted Wallace and his orchestra.
Sweet Jenny Lee, come sunny Tennessee, you love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee. She's got that certain something in her style, she's got a bit of heaven in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, sirree, that's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
one in your heart when I'm gone who will share each kind care. Who'll take my place when you need sympathy? That's the time you think of me. When nights are long and dreams are ended, will things turn out as you intended? I wonder who knows the charms of your wonderful arms. Tell me who, who'll be with me.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ted Wallace and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Parlophone 78 as the Roof Garden Orchestra, and Walter Donaldson's Sweet Jenny Lee. The vocal duo there was Dick Dixon and Ed Kirkaby. And, of course, you know that Ted Wallace was a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby. After Sweet Jenny Lee, it was Art Landry and his orchestra and Who'll Be the One. The vocalist on that October 15, 1926 recording was Al Marino, who played trombone in the band. We finished up with Ted Brownnagel and his orchestra and the Lovin' Johnson Rag, written by Guy Hall. That was recorded on October 13, 1926. Ted Brownnagel's orchestra was based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where they played for fraternity dances at Penn State and were very popular with the students. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.